Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Philip Joycey, administrator for the Centre Service Scolaire de Littoral. Hi, Philip.
Good morning, Abigail.
So it's great to have you join us as school is starting soon, and there's excitement in the air, of course, but a lot of different changes that are going to be taking place. So I'm glad to have you join us today so we can talk about what the parents and students can expect for this next school year.
Most definitely. Well, to be very honest, Abigail, I think we're very fortunate where we are compared to some of the other parts of the province that are dealing with some back to schools that'll be extremely different. Ours for sure will be a bit different, but for those students that were back at school last spring, a few similarities. We'll still have some of the distancing will be in place. All the hand washing facilities and routines, obviously, they're still going to be in place. But some of the restrictions that we had actually within the classroom are somewhat lifted. So this year, we're considering each classroom as its own little bubble. So once we're in the classroom, the distancing factor is not in play. When we're outside the classroom, maintaining a meter distance between one another. One of the main changes, I guess, this year will be the face covering, wearing a mask. So our students from grade 5 up, when we're in common areas, so when we're in the hallway or common areas within the school, will be asked to wear their mask. Again, inside the classroom, no mask, they're fine. Same thing in the yard for recess, they maintain their distance of a meter if they're not within the same class. So as I say, there's a lot of things that will be easier for our students to adapt to. And I'm really looking forward to having everybody back at school, our secondary students, our elementary students, and starting to feel like we're getting back to some normalcy. So I think there's a lot of positives.
Is there anything pertaining to, say, lunch bags, anything special requests that are being asked of the families in preparation, school bags? Are these types of things still going to be allowed to be sent into school, or is there specific requirements by the school regarding that?
We're limiting the back and forth as much as possible. But again, all that information will be on the Sheffer website and also the St. Paul's school. So for details like that, you're absolutely right. There are some variations there. But again, parents should consult the website and also information being posted on their Facebook page for particulars. But there could be some variants there for sure. I know that speaking with the principal, Ms. Janka at Sheffer, and she indicated it would be great if our students, the ones in grade 5, 6, can practice with their mask, get used to wearing the mask. I think as adults, we're all getting pretty used to automatically putting our masks on when we go into the stores and to other public areas. So it really is so that they can start to get that habit also.
And I know that you are still in meetings. Of course, school doesn't start till next Tuesday, and there's still meetings taking place and details being worked out. But you mentioned on the site, so like on the Facebook page of the school and also letters being sent home by email to the parents to follow that to make sure everyone has all the details.
Most definitely. As we get the information, but I feel at this point we're pretty well set to go and feeling very comfortable about the start of the school year. We have strong teams in all of our schools. They've done an amazing job, our administrative team, preparing for the arrival of first the teachers and then, of course, the students. But a lot of effort has been put into that, and hats off to all of those people. At Sheffer this year, we have 8 new staff members. So we have some, and that's a mix of teachers and specialists. Some as a result of additional monies that we've been able to acquire. So it's a fairly large job for those people. It looks like things are going to be in place. So we're very excited about the start of the school year and coming closer back to normal that we're used to.